A few years.
38 years.
Right. And so think about what the average has been, the average mortgage rate, 30-year mortgage has been. And we're still very much below that number.
When I hear people complaining, it's, oh my God, it went up to three. So, man, if we're in single digits, say thank you.
Oh, exactly.
Literally, single digits. I mean, that's 9% even.
Right.
But, I mean, going to do it, and it's going to change. I mean, and David, think about this. I know we've talked about it, but how much money has the government printed lately in the years? For unemployment, for stimulus, all that. I mean, it's just gone nutso.
Yes, I couldn't tell you.
Okay, that folks, y'all know those are, that's not free money. I mean, somebody's got to pay for it. Okay, the only thing I can think of, how do you fix overspending? Inflation. I mean, that's the only way I see us getting out of it is for inflation to happen.
And that's the truth. There's a theory called financial repression. And what that says is, in order to be able to alleviate, you know, high levels of government debt, the only way to do it is to have low levels of inflation over a long period of time, so you're paying back, so the government's paying back that debt at with less expensive dollars because of inflation. And so we've been in this program for 12, 15 years, but the problem is the government has not stopped issuing large amounts of debt.
Right.
So...
But and you said something, but you think about one thing, and it's things are going to go up, folks. They have to.
Mm-hmm.
You don't believe, check the house prices right now. In fact, we're going to talk about lumber later. But right now, think about this. It wasn't, 2 years ago? And I may be wrong on the years again. When oil was negative, a negative price.
Right.
And things were, I mean, they were too cheap. I mean, they really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people were, so that has to change. So even when it does change some, like you said before, it's not going to be such a huge deal. It's going to feel like it is,
right,
but it's really not from the norm.
Well, and you know, that's a headline issue today. It's been just a touch over a year since the initial COVID drop, when the people started hunkering down and the economy started to shut down. That's when you started to see the prices of all the goods and services drop, and you saw the price of oil drop to negative levels, like you said. Didn't last long. So we're 1 year hence now. And so if you look at the inflationary calculations, the base for those calculations are those abnormally low numbers. So it exaggerates those inflationary figures that are coming out. But either way, that's what they are. So from my perspective, I like to look at moving averages. So what it does, it takes an average of the, say, the last, well, if it's daily, it's 50 or 200-day moving averages. In the event of data that comes out once a month, like the inflationary data does, you look at, say, a 3 or 6 month moving average, so you can kind of get a better idea of what the real level is.
Welcome back to Real Estate Need. Folks, y'all missed the whole wealth of knowledge at the break. Let's tell a little bit what you were saying, because I didn't even thought about that. Your Bitcoin deal, I'm always say Bitcoin, I can't even remember the other word.
Cryptocurrency.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeremy.
David, I am paying attention.
But what I was bringing up, when I said the IRS earlier.
Yes.
See, to me, I think this would be a nightmare for them.
It is. They have no real strong means of looking at people's cryptocurrency transactions.
I'm not a fan of the IRS's either.
Right. But the thing is, the IRS and the SEC, technology is not their strong suit. And so they're having to acquire their own technologies and their own expertise in order to be able to fully vet the transactions. And we're talking a lot of activity in the crypto world. Let me give another example. And some people may have heard about this. They're called NFT, or non-fungible tokens. Do you know what that is?
No, I do not. Jeremy shaking his head. No, he doesn't either.
It's almost like the playground of the rich and famous. But what people,
that's why I don't know about it.
So what people are doing is they're putting a digital signature on the most random things. Maybe things that you know of. Like, remember the old dancing baby? Like, they could put it on that. I have a friend who knows a friend in New York. He took 10 pictures of gummy bears and made $12 million off these dumb pictures because he sold the digital rights, those non-fungible tokens, to those gummy bear pictures. Crazy. But nuts. It's a real thing.
That was in New York City.
Well, not just that. Mark Cuban has put together a website so people can store their non-fungible tokens, and he's bought some himself. So get this. On a whim, one of the New York Times writers said, you know what? I'm going to talk about NFTs. I'm also going to sell my, I'm going to auction off my, this article. So someone can buy this article. Now, realistically, you can go read this article for free, right? You know what that article sold for? $500,000. Just as so that someone could say they owned the digital version of that article. Nuts. And so the guy at the New York Times, he said, look, that money was all given to charity and so on and so forth. But it just shows how crazy things are. You know, I've heard of people buying art for $69 million. And you're like, why? I can see a picture of this all day long on the web. Why do I need to see one that has your signature? But I don't understand it. Clearly people do, but a lot of money being spent. And it's usually funded through cryptocurrency.
There you have it, folks. Learn something every day. And one thing I want to share, which you shared with me earlier too, is David came to San Angelo, and I kind of drove him around and showed him the new house and showed him the houses we were building. And to give you an example of what I'm talking about, is the builder did a takeoff on my house when I built it and told me about what it was going to cost. Of course, I went over budget, always have. But he said, let me tell you what make you feel better. He goes, if we had to build your exact house again, period. The only thing different is the cost of materials. Materials went up $100,000 to build the same house.
Right, right.
So the houses we're building on Twin Mountain that I showed you, the ones that are finished or almost finished, they're framed up and everything, or down here. The ones that are not, that we're fixing to do, the price has to go up about $20,000. Same exact house, same floor plan, everything.
Right.
And I'll tell you why. About 10 months ago when I started my house, OSB, you know, plywood, sheet of plywood, roof decking material, was just right at $10. Do you know what it is today?
I think you told me.
60. 60. From $10 to 60. Oh, see, even Jerry's, oh my, that's unbelievable. I mean, that's what it is. The metal went up. Everything has gone up. Concrete's
exactly.
gone up.
Exactly. And labor has gone up.
It's crazy. And I was telling David, I said, this is ridiculous. But I want you to share the story you told me earlier about the lumber yards, what they're doing.
Well, it's interesting. Usually the cure for high prices is high prices in the commodities world. Okay. So, for example, in the oil business worldwide, if they see a high price level on oil, that's when you see a breakdown in the OPEC cartel, for example. And you'll see the country starting to produce more of their oil allotment so that they can take advantage of the high prices. Well, the net result of that is you have an influx of supply of oil.
Yeah.
And with higher supply,
lower prices.
Lower prices, right. So for the timber and lumber markets, that's not happening. What's happening is the guys that own the mills are saying, we like these high prices. And we can make as much money operating the existing mills we have as opposed to opening more mills, producing more lumber, driving the price down. So in this instance, we're not going to see much of a relief in the timber prices because of that. And because the way that timberland is owned, especially related to the timber that you use to build a home, as opposed to pulpwood that you would get, say, out of the southern states in Mississippi and Louisiana,